Mourning Queen Elizabeth on an industrial scale requires a huge amount of kit, and now a massive amount of dismantling. Most flags are back at full mast, although mourning will continue to be observed for another 7 days within the royal household. And for the rest of the country, well, reality bites, with a new government facing a mounting intray of major problems. But before any big announcements, Prime Minister Liz Truss is attending another massive media moment here at the UN General Assembly in New York, where Ukraine and the global energy crisis dominate. She's also flying in for a first official meeting with President Biden, although moments after landing she conceded hopes of a post-Brexit UK-US trade deal could be many, many years away.
We're not going to achieve the results overnight. It is going to take time. But with a faster growing economy, we can afford to spend on the public services that we all rely on, like the National Health Service, at the same time as enabling people to keep more money in their pockets.
While that promise sinks in back home, pressing questions over how the country will afford the $150 billion energy bailout the government pledged to help households avoid soaring bills. A detail Truss missed when she announced the biggest peacetime financial intervention ever, just hours before Queen Elizabeth died.
With the soaring energy prices.
She's trying to present herself, of course, as a tax-cutting, fiscally responsible Conservative, but she's about to go out and borrow, you know, £130 billion perhaps on the bond markets. Very, very difficult to do it in those circumstances, particularly as that will have to be paid for through taxation in some way.
On Friday, the new Chancellor of the Exchequer, Kwasi Kwarteng, will answer some of these questions when he delivers a mini-budget. Expect billions for the National Health Service, tax cuts and breaks for businesses, and a plan to lift all limits on bankers' bonuses, raising eyebrows at a time of crippling costs. As the world starts to peel away from the pageantry of the past 10 days, British people are now living in a new reality, a brand new king, a brand new prime minister, all in the space of a few days of each other. Changes not seen in the United Kingdom since 1830. And while many people, of course, welcome a return of British politics, everybody knows how difficult the challenges ahead really are. MPs aren't even back at work yet. But already British railway workers say they're planning to strike on October the 1st over pay and conditions. Other workers from other industries may follow. In a summer dominated for months by the resignation of Boris Johnson and the election of Liz Truss as Prime Minister, opposition MPs say crucial time's been wasted. Weeks of frantic policy making await. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, London.